The Heron and the Crab. A heron once lived beside a beautiful lake which was full of fish. After many years, he grew old and could no longer fish for his supper. He was forced to live on grubs and grasshoppers. One day he was standing beside the lake, looking miserable, when an old crab came by and asked him what the matter was.
"Oh dear," said the heron, "I'm feeling so sad because of something I heard the fisherman say yesterday."
"What was that?" asked the crab.
"Well, I heard the men say that they had a plan to drain the water from this lake so they could catch all the fish. There'll be nothing for me to eat. I shall starve."
"That's terrible," cried the crab. "Thanks for the warning. I'll go and tell the king of the fish at once." She found the king of the fish taking a rest on the lake bed and told him what she'd heard. The king called the other fish together, and although the heron was their enemy, they decided to go and speak to him. They all swam to the place where the heron was standing, looking into the water and sighing deeply.
"Is it really true that fishermen are planning to drain the lake?" the king asked the heron.
The heron replied, "Yes, I overheard a fisherman talking about it. However, there is another lake not far away. If only you would trust me, I could carry you to it one by one in my bill."
The fish decided that their only chance was to trust the heron, so the crafty old bird picked up the first fish and flew off. As soon as he was out of sight, he dropped the fish onto a large rock and killed it. The heron made a good meal and then flew back to the waiting fish.
"Your friend is so happy to have made the journey," he said. "The new lake is even better than this one, with clear, sparkling water and lots of delicious grubs and flies to eat."
The fish queued up, eager to be carried to their new home. The heron picked up the next one and carried it away. Then he dropped it on the same rock and flew down to make another tasty meal. For weeks, the heron made several journeys each day with the fish. His strength returned and his feathers grew sleek and glossy. One day, the crab asked to be taken to the new lake to visit her friends. The heron agreed and she scrambled onto his back, holding onto his feathers with her claws. Off he flew, thinking that he could shake the crab from his back and let her smash to pieces. After a while, the crab looked down and saw a big rock covered in fish bones. She suddenly realised what had happened to her friends. She grasped the heron's neck in her pincers and tightened her grip. "You wicked old bird," she said. "Fly down at once or I'll strangle you." The heron had no choice but to land, and at once, with a snip and a snap, the crab cut his head clean off with her sharp claws. Then she crawled back to the lake and told the fish what had happened. They were sad at losing so many friends, but they thanked her for saving their lives. They could now live safely without fearing the heron.